A debate in the European Parliament has heard that the JCPOA Iran nuclear deal is functioning very well, and Tehran's full compliance with the 2015 accord has now been verified 9 times in reports published by the International Atomic Energy Agency.
I am pleased, therefore, that the EU member states and the High Representative have spoken strongly in favour of the deal following President Trump's continued threats to withdraw from it, which I regard as frankly unacceptable.
Some EU lawmakers used the debate as an opportunity to criticise Iran, accusing Tehran of trying to destabilise the Middle East region. Others, however, dismissed the claims as nonsense.
It should be remembered that Iran fought against Daesh in Iraq and Syria and helped beat them, and it has brought us closer to peace in Syria.
The European Parliament debate was held because last October President Donald Trump refused to certify Iran's compliance with the nuclear deal. The other world powers that signed the agreement completely opposed that decision. The Parliament debate heard that the deal clears the way for further cooperation between the EU and Iran on issues such as the fight against illegal drug trafficking and also managing the refugee crisis.
Let me remind us all that Iran has played and continues to play an important role in hosting millions of Afghan refugees.
Mogherini told the debate that trade between the EU and Iran increased by 94% in the first half of this year compared with the same period last year. Experts doubt whether Trump's attempts to scupper progress will succeed.
I think we're going to see a positive trend continuing, although clearly these ongoing sanctions from the United States will, to a certain extent, impact on investments in Iran.
Towards the middle of next month, Trump is due to deliver his next major speech regarding the status, as he sees it, of the JCPOA nuclear deal. Yet more hateful anti-Iran rhetoric can be expected then, according to political commentators. Jerome Hughes, Press TV, Brussels.